Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Mike Sheridan, who is the senior editor with entertainment.ie. Good morning, Mike.
Ryan, how are you?
Yeah, very good to see you. Big fan of Neo, obviously. Yeah?
Big fan of Neo. Yeah. Love that guy.
And the t-shirt on and everything today, so no wonder. That's right. Anyway, we're happy to facilitate your musical peccadillos there, as you can imagine. We're talking today about many, many different things there, but mostly men, thinning hairlines, moobs. Man boobs, moves. Or he's got the moves like Jagger, or a lack of confidence in the pub, or maybe at work. And these are things, Mike, that are the kind of the first world hang-ups that certain men face. But they're real. Yeah. They're real too. I mean, let's not be too dismissive of it.
Yeah. See, what I think happens is, I think when friends, so there's within a group of lads, be it the pub or be wherever, on a football team, if you play Sunday League football or something like that, when somebody notices that somebody else's hair is thinning or anything like that, lads will then just generally go to town on each other, you know. But I think it's a term for endearment. It's a sign of affection.
Yeah,
for lots of groups of lads, and you know, I think particularly as well. And then at the opposite end of the spectrum, you get guys who are like particularly well groomed. You know, they might wax their chest, they might get their hair cut in a certain way every month, or if they try something different, then again, lads are going to tee off on them.
So the second group you've described sounds like the Irish soccer team.
Yeah,
I was watching them on Friday night. They, you know, obviously before the other thing I do. And they seem, they're really into the grooming, aren't they? The hair is impeccable. Same with the rugby lads.
For some reason in the past couple of years there's been an explosion of beards in
Beards,
Ireland in particular. Apparently there's a word knocking around now called lumbersexual.
Tell me what that is.
Men with big ZZ Top, or I would have said like ZZ Top like beards, I suppose. Nowadays you'd say it's a Conor McGregor. That's the Conor McGregor look.
That's the kind of, well, I think that's like the dirty protest look from back in the day.
Yeah.
Now I think that's like smearing your own. Like, that's not good.
Yeah, I think
it's really puby and wiry.
I'd grown one out a couple of weeks ago, and I hadn't shaved in over a couple of weeks. Now I'm particularly hairy, and I was going a bit grey. I could notice the grain. It wasn't Roy Keane level of beard, but it was a beard. But I shaved it, it just felt a bit too muggy. So those lads that have them super long,
Roy Keane started to look like the Bull McCabe. Tommy Tiernan wasn't far behind him. I'm just starting to think of, and then we had Paul Galvin, who they were saying had the Rasputin sort of vibe off him, which is great. But the beards are all, I think he was laughing about it, because I think in years to come, and maybe 10 years to come, we'll look back and will you be able to say what was happening in 2014, and you'll see the hipster beards and skinny jeans and all that thing. Well, they've all become.
See that's one thing as well. So if a guy's hair is starting to thin, what he'll do is just shave his head and grow a beard, and then you're cool. It's fine. Yeah. Somebody a couple of years ago decided that growing beards was now the way forward, and that it was cool and it was sexy and the girls would love it. Did you
have any concerns when you saw the greyness in the beard?
Did you
have a little midlife moment?
You're
not midlife.
I have to say, if my hair was thinning, and I'm fine so far, touch wood, but if my hair was thinning, I probably would freak out a little bit.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
Yeah, you have to. You would be freaking out at 32, wouldn't you?
Freaking out
at
32, yeah.
And Jets, you probably know fellas who at 27, 8 were starting to lose it.
Yeah, you just see that receding hairline, you see it happening, and it's like you're going to have to get a haircut around that for a certain period of time, then you're just going to have to shave it off. But I mean, I think every guy has insecurities, and particularly over something like hair, because it's so obvious. And there's not really a whole lot you can do about that. I think you were saying moves earlier on. There's a certain amount you can do about that. You can train, you can change your diet, you can just exercise more frequently, look at your nutrition, and you know, a certain amount of it is genetics. But you can help it to a certain degree as well. Mm. When your hair is gone, it's kind of like, look, you can get some hair plugs, you can do a Wayne Rooney, but that's, you're going to get stick over that in the pub as well. That doesn't look particularly
great.
It's
a lose-lose.
Yeah, it's a lose-lose. Or get a wig, which, I mean, I don't even know if they sell wigs anymore for lads. Like.
They do. I don't think they'd sell as many as they might have once upon a time.
Yeah, they're just going to shave and grow out that three foot long beard.
When you hit 40, just to put it into context, because you're talking about moves and the loss of hair, when you hit my age, the lads get the paunch.
The punch.
Poncherello. The Ned Kelly, as they call it.
Do you know what? I'm feeling it the last couple of years from training. I'm tired. I'm sore pretty much all the time now. When I was in my mid and late 20s, not a bother. You could burn the candle at both ends. I can't do it. 3 or 4 drinks now. I'm struggling.
That's not handing in your badge and gone already.
I'm getting old, too young.
No, but I think it's certainly about 35 or 6 is when you're allowed to say, I can't do 2 nights on the trot.
Yeah.
But before then, come on, keep going. I did a fierce one there not so long ago, and honestly I thought I might as well have gone to St. Peter and said, listen, I'm I'm off my face. I can't take it anymore. Here's my gun.
It's the next day. Or if I have anything to do whatsoever the next day, that's it.
Oh, forget
it's game
about
over.
It.
It's game over. And I made the mistake against Sky Sports in my bedroom as well. So I just don't leave. I just didn't see daylight yesterday. By the time I got up, it was about 4:30.
Mike.
Not able, Ryan.
Sorry, Sky Sports in your bedroom.
In my bedroom.
Only one sport should be in your bedroom. It's not Sky. So what are you doing?
I was watching the Ireland game on RT
on
Friday.
That's no excuse. Go downstairs and watch it. Ah, that's bad form now.
It is. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I'm not your school teacher. I'm just saying that if you've got television in the bedroom, for starters, is most people have one, I think, generally speaking. But what about... But then you've got Sky Sports. You'd be like John Lennon, Yoko Ono, just having a bed in.
Just not going to leave.
Watching television.
Just not going to leave. That's it. I have a shop right underneath me. You just go downstairs.
Do you?
All the crap you eat all week is all. It's the bottles of Lucozade. It's the chocolate. I go downstairs, get that. Then I don't feel guilty about it for the rest of the week, and I have to train so I don't get moobs.
What if one of your pals in the pub had moobs, would you slag him?
No, you can tell if somebody's sensitive about it or not.
Like that's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah. I mean, there's a line you don't cross. And I think if that chap in particular is, maybe he's would be one to give people stick, then generally he can take it as well. I mean, you don't want to be abusing people because, you know.
But do we not do that? Do Irish men particularly don't say, how are you feeling? You know, cut your moobs and we need to talk about this. We go, no, get the rack in your man. And then we're roaring laughing and slagging around. He goes home and he kind of goes, that's really hilarious. He goes home and he's sitting on his bed.
It depends how many points you have, and then you love each other as well. You know, I was only joking with you earlier on. No, I wouldn't be, you know, it depends how you say it as well. If you say it in jest, or if somebody can give stick and somebody can take stick as well, I think it's absolutely fine. Like, I know guys that played football, at a professional level, and they say the one thing that they miss when they leave, apart from the exercise, because they all put on loads of weight for the most part, is the banter in the changing room. And I'm sure that's true of any sport.
Yeah.
Because there really is a camaraderie in it. And if you give a bit of stick, you take a bit of stick. And if you don't know how, at first, you kind of learn as it goes on as well. So, I mean, it's just don't be sensitive. But if I was losing my hair and somebody pointed it out, I'd probably start crying as well.
You'd have a tear as well. Do you think it affects men when it comes to going out then, particularly single fellas?
I think particularly that's why lads are growing beards. We keep bringing it back to that because they think, you know, this is in, this looks cool. So if there's only, like if you see your friends out doing their hair or whatever, or, you know, they're in particularly good shape and they're showing it off, you know, when you're out with these guys, you might feel a little bit more insecure because those guys are probably naturally going to be getting more attention from the ladies.
Except that there are ladies who like a clean head.
So I believe.
A smooth head.
So I believe. It's Patrick Stewart from the old Deep Space, not Deep Space, not the old Star Trek Next Generation days. Yeah. Sorry.
No, sorry.
I was going to say.
You're talking El Geico here. Engage. That's appalling. I wish I didn't know that, but I do. Tex says, if my husband shaved his beard, I would leave him because I love it so much. What about career-wise, do you think that hair loss or, you know, body shape change for men is going to affect prospects or confidence
When I heard the hair loss thing about the career, it just reminded me, did you ever see that episode of The Simpsons years ago where Homer finds this crazy good regain at some, you know, new formula and he puts it on and all of a sudden he starts rising up the ranks
in the
power station and Mr. Burns likes the look of him because he's got hair all of a sudden. Okay. So, I mean, again, I don't know. I have hair. I'm grand. I'm doing okay. I can't imagine that losing hair. I mean, again, if you're a particularly sensitive person, it might. If you're putting on weight, there's something you can do about that.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know, if you've got particularly bad teeth, there's not necessarily something you can do about that. You might not be able to afford to get braces or go and pay for a dentist.
But you can save up if you
can save up. There's stuff you can kind of do about that. But then again, like I said, if your hair's falling off and you come in wearing a wig or wear hair plugs,
you're going to get
the stick's going to be up to 11, I would say.
The chart. One of the things that I've noticed in the last 10 years, and it's started when I went to the States and then I saw it drifting over here and now it's everywhere, UK and here, is tattoos. I mean,
yeah,
there's sleeve tattoos and everything, there's spike stuff going on. We've moved on from the occasional Thai quote, God it helps us about whatever they're saying, and it's now rampant, particularly for men.
Yeah.
And back to the soccer team, is it more so. Are they going to be an issue, do you think, for people in years to come when they're enjoying life in their 60s with their sleeve tattoos sagging around their upper arm?
See, I think we're getting around there now, aren't we, where they became really popular in the 80s. that these guys now and these ladies now are getting that bit older. So, you know what tattoos look like on really wrinkly people at this point.
Well, to an extent, so, yeah, to an extent. True.
But it's the same with the fighters, with the MMA fighters. Every single one of them have tattoos. You see these guys training head to toe, big, huge tattoos in the back. And again, it's not like just sleeves, it's nothing like that. There's a huge tattoos going across their chest, they're going across their back, and that you can see when they're wearing clothes. It might be coming up over the sleeve or something like that. No, I mean, look, each to their own. I think, I know a lot of people who think that they look very, very cool.
They do.
I'm way too hairy. You wouldn't be able to see it anyway.
Yes,
it
would waste. No, you might as well have the Mona Lisa on your back.
Exactly. You'd have it on the back of my neck. That's about it.
And we'd never know. with the tattoo thing, I have to say on the right, well, for me, obviously, girl, for you, girl too. Sorry about that. But it can be, you know, it can be fascinating and gorgeous and everything like that. But I would worry about 20, 30 years hence. And that's what I was suggesting to one of my kids over the weekend. I was like, if you're thinking of a business in about 10 years' time, is tattoo removal. Because that's, no, honestly, they're all going to eventually turn around and go, yeah, you know, I've kind of done that now. So
My brother's got a couple of tattoos. He's got a great one on his chest because he's hairless, this one. I don't know, he's nothing like me. But he's older than me. He's got a tattoo of the Japanese symbol for jiu-jitsu on his chest.
Yeah.
And he's got a dragon on his back.
Nice.
So he looks like a Bond villain from one of the bad ones in the 80s.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't say that to his face. He'd kill me. Yeah. But it does, it looks a bit funny.
And does he have a girlfriend? Or
he does. He's married and he has kids. But I mean, when you're in good shape, that's fine. You look cool. You look like a Bond villain. When you're now old and kind of it just looks a bit sad.
It's like a curtain folded up on your back. Mike, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for coming in to see us this morning. Senior editor with entertainment.ie, Mike Sheridan. Good luck with everything and we'll see you next time.